By the look of quite a few of you, I'm not even necessary. But I'm here, so I'll speak a bit. I think you all know the main thing is to get yourself physically comfortable. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a section of a sutta that with which you are probably not familiar from the Anguttara Nikaya, and one sentence in particular, which is actually a very old translation, which has been used by a Malaysian monk that I spent 6 weeks with at his wat in Perak. And he took this old translation and extrapolated from it a meditation subject, which I have found quite useful. It's, as I say, it's not a mistranslation, it's an old one, because the Bhikkhu Bodhi translation doesn't even suggest what this old translation does suggest. But I think even if it's not quite linguistically correct, I found it very useful, this old translation. So I'll read. It's from the Woodward translation, which is about, 50, 60 years old. And I think Mr. Woodward was not nearly the Pali scholar that Bhikkhu Bodhi is, who did most of the translating of the suttas. But the sutta is called Coupled, 170. I'll leave a couple of these if you want it. But there's only one phrase that actually is useful. It's spoken by Ananda, and he's referring to the four different ways that anybody who has reached any of the stages of enlightenment, he specifies arahantship, but any of the stages of enlightenment has done it by one of four ways. One is, using our terms, samatha followed by vipassana. The other one is vipassana followed by samatha. And the third one is vipassana samatha coupled. But he says, once more, your reverences, this is the fourth one. A monk's mind is utterly clear of perplexities of Dhamma. That is the time, your reverences, when his thought stands fixed in the very self, settles down, becomes one-pointed, is composed. In him the way is born. He follows along that way, makes it grow, makes much of it. In him following, developing, making much of that way, the fetters are abandoned, the lurking tendencies come to an end. The crucial phrase here is, his thought stands fixed in the very self. Now, the monk that I stayed 6 weeks with has taken it to mean actually a meditation on the self, which sounds a bit contradictory from our point of view because we're supposed to be, you know, anatta and all that. We're getting beyond the self. But I would propose that for most people, we need to employ the self to get beyond the self. We need to take advantage of our identity to get beyond our identity. And this focusing of the mind upon the self and using the self as a as a meditation object, as I say, has been useful to me, and he's quite an accomplished monk, and he's used it for ever since he decided to pick up the sutta. And what's involved? He says there are four stages that he uses, four different methods within this. And the one that I can't even remember the other three, but the one that I've been using fairly consistently is simply turns into a mantra, which is, I am here. This is the meditation on the self, and it just, all you do is, and you needn't say it, although you would begin by saying it, I am here. Because what this is, it pins down precisely what it is you're trying to get to, a point where there is only the I, and there is, and it, I am here. Am implies now, and here implies, of course, this present state. And to eventually get from saying it to thinking it, and then you get to a point, and it's not impossible, although it sounds difficult. You get to a point where you simply sense your own presence here, and by using I am here, you get to that present sense without any thought, and you are obviously, as with all other meditation objects, you eventually want to drop that. But this I've found gets one to a point, gets me to a point, and gets Dante to a point where the self is virtually transcended temporarily. It's quite convenient, and it's quite, as I say, again, I found it effective. So if we could begin today by employing that, excuse me, I'm dry. So it's, as I say, it ends up being a mantra, but it doesn't end by being a mantra. It ends up being a sense that you have of being here and now, which is what all meditation objects are trying to do. In Thailand, we say Budo Budo, and I've even used the Jesus prayer, which will get your mind to a still time. But again, you're relying on a sense of something exterior to yourself, whether it's the Buddha or Jesus Christ. So, but I am here leaves this responsibility for that state entirely with you, which I quite like. So anyway, if we could begin with that and finish with that. Again, the position we all know, the back straight, the breathing calm, and this is something you will decide for yourself. And just get your mind to a state where you're able to say, and I don't mean say it out loud, but I am here. I am here. Until it closes off all the other thoughts. I am here. I am here. I am, and only I am here. And the subject of that is the only one that you can be very certain of until you transcend it. Far more certain than the Buddha or Jesus Christ, I am here. If thoughts arise of where you'd rather be, then just put them aside. I am here. I was somewhere else yesterday. I will be somewhere else tomorrow. But right now, I am here. If your mind wanders away, you are not here. Where are each of you right now? Purely a rhetorical question. I find this an improvement, anapanasati, an improvement on it, because there's no keeping track of anything, no breathing in, breathing out, how long is the breath, how short is the breath, all that, which is to me a complication. This is very one-pointed. I am here. Are you still here? May I presume to say we are here? I am my only refuge. I am here. If you happen to find yourself in some other place at some other time, you aren't here. While maintaining this sense of being here, take just a moment to check your posture. Make sure you haven't started to slump the way I have. If by any chance one of you or any of you need to leave, you can carry that sense of I am here with you. Because no matter where you go, there you are. I am here. There may be other flickerings in the mind, but a bit like lightning bugs at night, the overwhelming senses of darkness, and make the overwhelming sense in your mind, I am here. If by any chance you find yourself off with the fairies, be gentle with yourself and just say, I'm back. If you can move from I am here to I am still here to I am very still here, you're on the right track. If you haven't already, try and drop the words and just keep the sense of here-ness. It's quite legitimate to change your posture. Sometimes that can be a distraction, but you can still maintain that sense of being here. It's quite legitimate to occasionally ask, where am I? Just to check yourself. Where are you now? I'm going to test your discipline. During the last couple of minutes, I'm going to chant for somebody I met this morning. Who needs all the help he can get? So don't join in. Don't think about what I'm saying. Stay right here where you are. Keep your mind steady. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Karaniya mata kusalena yantam santam padam abhisamecha. Sako uju chasu uju chasu vacho chasamudu anati mali santu sako. Chasubaro cha apakicho chasalo huka uti santendriyo. Chanipako cha apagabo kole su ananubido. Nachakudang samachare kenchiye na winyu pare upavade yung sukino. Walking, me no huntu sabe sata, ba wanta sukita, ta ye ke chipa na buta te, tasa wata wara wa anawase sadiga wa ye mahanta wa majimara saka anukatula dita wa ye cha adita, ye cha dure wasantia widure buta wa samba wesi wa. Sabe sata bhavantu sukhitata ye naparo parangik kubbeta nati manyeta kata chinam kinchi biyaru sana pativa sanya nanya manya sadu kame cheyam adayata niyam puntang ayusaya kaputa manurake evam pisabhambute suman sambhave Aparimanam udang ado chatiriyan cha asambhadam aweram asapatam titan sharam nisino wa sayano wa ya vata savigatam edo etang sating adite brahma metang viharam idam ahuditin cha anupagamma sila vada sanena sampano Kame suvine yagedam nahi jatu gavaseyam punare titi. Stay where you are. Or go back to where you were. Which is here. This exercise, by the way, is very good for first thing in the morning. You wake up, you're about to get up, but before you do, take 2 or 3 minutes and try and bring yourself back to that sense of I am here. Don't let the day impinge too early. It'll impinge soon enough. But give yourself that 2 or 3 minute break in the morning before you even open your eyes. It should be a good thing before you go to sleep at night, but I find it doesn't work for me, but for some of you it might, to calm you into a decent night's sleep. And remain hopeful, because even if you lose that sense during the day, remind yourself occasionally that that's exactly where you are, right here, wherever you are.
Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Bhutan Bhagavantan Abhivadene. Suvakato Bhagavata Dhamma Dhamman Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sangham Namami.
Question. Questions are always good as long as I can answer them. The question is, how do I overcome the mind wanting it to be over during meditation?
I think I'm actually loud enough, but how do I overcome the mind wanting it to be over? The only thing I suggest is just keep an eye on the wanting. That's all. I mean, there's no way of forcing this stuff. If your mind doesn't want to work, it's not going to. I remember getting off a plane in Bangkok, and this very affluent couple was sitting in front of me, and the wife turned around and asked me, Thai people, and they asked me, she asked me, I meditate, of course, and she said, do you know certain monks? And I said, yes, I know certain monks, and she named one, and I said, yes, I know him. She said, I go to his retreats all the time, and I get a lot out of it. And her husband, equally affluent looking, but looking a little wasted. He'd had a hard life. And they were elegant looking, but you could tell that when the face is drawn, you can tell the guy has not treated himself terribly well. So anyway, his wife takes off down the ramp, and he and I are walking together, and he's got a bag in his hand, and he said, I wish what you and my wife do could help me. And I went, oh yeah. And he says, with this, and he pointed to his bag, and it's full of duty-free liquor. And obviously he's got an affinity for alcohol. And I said, it can help, but you have to want it to. So if you want to do meditation seriously, you have to want it to work, because it's not something that you can do kind of frivolously. It's not going to work for you unless you take it seriously. If you don't want to take it seriously, I won't say you're wasting your time, because sitting still for an hour is good therapy. But to get to a point where you'd rather do that than get up and walk out, it's just a question of desire. But it's the right kind of desire. It's not tanha, it's chanda. It's a wholesome ambition. And you have to cultivate that. And you have to believe in what you're doing. And it's something that you just have to do a lot more of. If you really feel like getting up all the time when you're meditating, well, there are some teachers who would say, well, get up. don't push yourself that hard. There are different schools of thought on that. But I would just simply say that if you want to stay still and your mind wants you to go somewhere else, just turn around. And instead of being in the middle of the drama, be the audience and look back and say, right, I've done this before. It's happening again. And that way you're objectifying your negative experience. You're turning it into something that is part of the learning process. So if you want to get up and leave, either get up and leave or sit there and look at your desire to get up and leave and stay where you are. So there isn't any formula. It's everybody's got to find his own method. So that's it. Whoever, Singapore, we, whoever you are, that's as much as I can tell you. So anybody have anything else they want to ask? I'm always available for questions. I just sort of assume that everybody sort of, that's fine. Wonderful. Very good. We can all go. Or you can stay here and meditate for all of that. That's fine.